and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
Jess on Mix 106.5. Charlotte is here and it is Girls Week. Good morning. Kramer is out on vacation. I feel like he's probably like on a plane to Utah as we speak.
Yeah, no? Probably.
I wish he was going to get BTS for us, so Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, but that's not what he's there for. Yeah, he's gonna be hiking.
We did ask him to go to Swig.
But he doesn't know anything about that.
Yeah.
So he could probably literally walk by Taylor, Frankie, Paul and like have no idea.
We did send him photos in hopes he would recognize one of the Mormon wives on the off chance he does run into them. They like hiking, maybe. I don't know.
You never know.
You never know.
But what that means is you got Girls Week. You've got me, you got Char, and you. Okay, it is What Would You Rather Wednesday. And this is where we ask you a question, and it's, you know, would you rather this, would you rather that? And usually it should be hard to kind of pick. It's supposed to make you feel uncomfortable. Now, our What Would You Rather Wednesday question is inspired by me forgetting my phone at home, which I never do, when I went to Merritt yesterday. So I had to work out with like my ear holes just exposed to the surrounding noises. That was
That's
not fun.
So upsetting.
So it's that combined with How I Met Your Mother. Okay.
Ooh.
So What Would You Rather Wednesday? Would you rather listen to the same song on repeat for an 8-hour road trip, or sit in complete silence, complete awkward silence with the person next to you for the entire drive? Charlotte.
That is so hard.
Thank you.
And I know exactly what scene you're referencing because it's one of my favorite bits from that show where mm-hmm. they have to only listen to 500 miles.
Yeah, because in Marshall's car, if you're not familiar with the show, his character, he has a car and like for some reason he can only play that one song
in
his car.
The cassette player's broken. It's stuck in there.
So what are you going to do? You're listening. You're going to pull a Marshall listening to the same one song for 8 hours straight, or awkward silence with the person sitting next to you in the car.
Awkward silence makes me feel like I'm going to like jump out of my skin. Like, like just hearing like not only their breathing, my breathing, like it just makes me so uncomfortable.
The car's breathing.
The car's breathing. Yeah, it's like there are certain noises that like cars make that just like aren't my business.
No,
like,
no.
So yeah, I'm definitely gonna go with the same song.
Okay.
And I honestly hope mine would be as much of a banger as 500 miles.
I'm gonna agree with you. I will go because I will listen to the same song for like over an hour. Like I am one
if
to
it's
do
a
that.
Banger,
yeah.
Yeah.
8 hours, obviously, I've never been put in that position before, and it'll probably obviously get old and drive me crazy, but it won't drive me as crazy as having to sit in awkward silence.
Same.
I can't do it.
I couldn't.
It's like nails on a chalkboard for me.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
Just hours after the U.S. Department of Justice handed down a criminal indictment against the Dolly ship owners related to its March 2024 crash in Baltimore's Key Bridge, the state of Maryland finalized a civil settlement worth of $2.25 billion. The case stems from a lawsuit the state filed back in September of 2024, alleging negligence and incompetence on the part of Grace Ocean Private Limited and Synergy Marine Private. The Dolly crash left 6 construction workers dead, and Maryland is still pursuing legal action against the ship's builders, Hyundai Heavy Industries, after causing the state to endure millions in financial losses. So if you are kind of wondering right now, what is the update as far as probably like cost? Like how much is this going to cost us to rebuild, and also timeline? As of right now, as it stands right now, the price tag to rebuild the bridge is between $4.3 and $5.2 billion with an anticipated completion date of 2030.
Number two.
I don't know if y'all saw this, but I am freaking out. This is a major update for my fellow Disney Channel kids. Disney officially announced the third Camp Rock film starring the Jonas Brothers will come out in August, both on Disney Plus and on Disney Channel. Disney branded TV first confirmed that the third installment of the franchise was greenlit in September of last year. So the Jonas Brothers are not only executive producing this thing, but they are also returning the star. Okay, so the Jonas Brothers will be in Camp Rock 3. And then what's really special about this is Demi Lovato, who starred in the first two films, will be executive producing. So yeah, aww. Camp Rock 3 premieres this August on Disney Plus and Disney Channel. Whenever I say Disney Channel, I have to do like the outline of the Disney Mickey.
The little wand.
Okay, so Charlotte, you're super excited about this too, right?
I'm so excited. I mean, this was like prime growing up time for me with like High School Musical, yes. Camp Rock.
Yes.
Like, this is so much fun nostalgia.
I think what I love about this too, and if things are going to come back, if it's going to be like a nostalgic thing that we've like grown up to know and love, it has to be done with the original cast in some capacity. Uh-huh. Does everybody need to be in it? No. But do I love the fact that the Jonas Brothers are starring? Of course. But Demi is still a part of it. She's executive producing, which is why I was super excited when they did the reboot of Wizards of Waverly Place, because Selena Gomez was executive producing.
And I love that for them. And I trust Demi to make sure it's done right.
Absolutely.
Number one.
So I have a little update on some drama that we talked about earlier this week. Samsung has hit back at claims from Dua Lipa that they've been improperly using her image on TV packaging. We talked about this a couple days ago after Dua Lipa filed the initial lawsuit after seeing her photo plastered all over their packaging and social media. Now, Samsung is saying they only used the picture in question after a third-party content partner gave what they're saying explicit assurance that all permission had been secured. I still think that's a little weird, by the way.
Shifting the blame.
That's what it's giving. So the company denied any intentional misuse while remaining open to a constructive resolution. Sounds like you just don't want to pay money. Now, in her lawsuit, Dua Lipa claims Samsung used her face on a significant portion of TV sold in the U.S., which we did post a picture of it on our Instagram story. And if you remember, it's literally half the box is of Dua Lipa's face, okay? Now, this is where I feel like they're being shady about this, is Dua Lipa, I mean, she's seeking $15 million in damages because she's also saying that Samsung ignored cease and desist demands for nearly a year. So Samsung, if you're saying, no, somebody said it's okay that we can use this, but why are you ignoring if Dua is like, yo, I'm not okay with this, right?
Yeah, they're like, oh, got lost in the mail. Like, what?
No, I'm not a fan. It seems a little fishy to me.
Yeah.
This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning and happy Wednesday. So I have a question. What societal norm did you decide to just stop abiding by? There are like so many unwritten rules we follow just because society says we should, right? But I feel like at some point a lot of us decide, yeah, I'm not doing that anymore. Shar, do you have one?
Yeah, I don't care that it makes me look insane. I will talk to myself in public.
You know what? Yes.
And I like got kind of into that habit during the pandemic because I had a mask and I was like, no one can tell anyways.
Wait.
But then I just didn't stop. I was like, I love this. This is freeing. This is my truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I totally see where you're coming from with that. So there is a thread trending on Reddit right now that's asking this question, and there are thousands of responses. So I want to go over some of these and see if you agree. Societal norms people are ditching in 2026. So here's one of them right here. Wearing uncomfortable clothes or shoes just because they're fashionable.
Yes. That's so me. I've just decided that I don't wear jeans anymore because I hate how they feel.
Listen,
so
I support this 100%. Like, if I will not wear uncomfortable shoes anymore.
Yeah.
And I did not realize how strongly I felt about that until I went to Vegas recently with my family. And I was like, I'm sorry. I'm not doing heels. Like, I can't. Like, I can't. And I know me, like, years ago, I would literally be in pain all night, whether if it was something I was wearing, like, clothing-wise or shoe-wise, but I just will not do it. So, like, I'm going to give that a ding. I'm down for that. Like, ditching uncomfortable shoes and clothes in 2026.
We support.
Yeah, we support that. Okay, societal norms people are ditching in 2026. Here's another one. Pretending to like small talk. I don't care anymore. I would rather sit here in silence instead of fake a conversation I don't want to have. My husband, Garage Boy, lives by this.
Really?
He does. And I'm not gonna lie, like, I have been in situations where it's almost made me uncomfortable to see him be comfortable with the silence, but he's kind of inspired me a bit, because I was like, dude, like, because here's two points to that. Sometimes that can come off rude, but then also the point that he has made to me as Garage Boy is like, why am I gonna say something fake that I don't care about and I know that they don't care about when we can just sit here and like chill?
I guess that's fair.
I don't know.
I'll just like skip right to like something interesting. Like, if they hit me with like, oh, lovely weather we're having, I'll be like, so, do you believe in aliens?
You're like, do you want to get deep real quick? Yeah. No, I can't sit in the silence. I will fill up the space.
Same.
I can't support it's that hard. One. Yeah. Societal norms people are ditching in 2026. There's a list trending on Reddit right now. I want to see if you agree with this one. Oh, Charlotte, I feel like this is going to upset you.
Oh, no. Okay.
Saying bless you when people sneeze. Like, what are we doing? Does it really need to be acknowledged?
Yes.
Yeah.
If I'm suffering, if I am violently expelling whatever is being exercised out of my body.
Yeah.
And as someone who is a frequent sneezer.
You are.
And also, I have a weird condition where I get nauseous when I sneeze.
Oh, here we go.
I'm big suffering. So you better bless me every time.
You better bless me every time. Continue the bless the yous, blessing. People. Okay, let me give you one more. We're talking about societal norms people are ditching in 2026. Not answering calls or texts right away unless it's an emergency.
Honestly, I support that.
I support that too. I support that too. I know that's probably, I would say, one of the most kind of like hot topics out of the list, I will say. And I'm going to be honest with you. Either there's been a lot of times where I haven't seen it. Mm-hmm. Like, I just genuinely don't see it. But if I'm doing something, if I'm with someone, if I'm watching something that I'm like locked into, if it's not an emergency, I'm sorry, but like, you gotta wait.
If it's urgent, I'll answer. If it's like, can you come unlock a door or something? You know, obviously I'm going to answer. But if it's like, if it can wait, I think that's okay.
I don't feel bad about it. If it's not an emergency, you're going to hear from me maybe in a couple hours. Sorry, not sorry. We have a dating emergency on our hands that needs to be acknowledged. If someone you just started dating went on a vacation with an ex and didn't tell you, how would that make you feel? Because immediately I'm like, no. Mm-mm. Is this like an immediate red flag? Because that's what I want to tell Charlotte. Immediately, it's a red flag. So we're going to need your advice in case that you can kind of like temp check me real quick. Or is it just too early for that type of transparency? Because Charlotte has found herself in a really awkward situation. What happened?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I've gone on 3 dates with this guy so far, and everything's been going really fun. Well, it's been really fun. He's funny. He's charming. He's been whining and dining me, like actually being like very intentional and cool.
Seems
like,
promising.
Yeah, very promising. And from date number 1, he was telling me about how he recently found out that his friend's dad wanted to pay for them to go on a trip to Switzerland.
Amazing.
And I was like, that is so cool. Love that for you. Travel is so expensive. Like,
yeah.
If someone's like rich dad wants to fund you going abroad, I love that for you.
Yeah.
Like, iconic. Tell me more. And I will say, me and this person, we're not exclusive. We've been on 3 dates. Like, it's definitely feels like it could be heading that direction, but we haven't had any sort of combo about
it's
that,
new.
I will say.
It's new, however, based off of the actions and like the kind of whining and dining that you've been experiencing, it's giving more like promising than just kind of maybe casual whatevs vibes.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I'm so over the casual whatevs vibes at this point in my life, so it was good so far. So 3rd date, he calls me before the date and we're just kind of like yapping.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a movie date. So I need to tell you that in advance because we didn't really get to unpack this convo afterwards, which was stressful for me. So he casually mentions on this call that his friend that he's going abroad with, and the reason the dad wanted to fund this trip is because the friend's been going through a hard time and he's been really there for her, which is really cool. So he casually mentions on the phone call, he's like, oh, yeah, like me and my friend like used to date, but there was some stuff that I couldn't handle. So we broke up.
Pause.
Or I broke up with her.
Hold up.
Yeah.
So it's not just the ex's on the trip. It's actually the ex's trip that he's going on.
Yes.
And he didn't tell you that?
He's been calling her his friend.
Which, the whole time?
Yes. It's been friend. And now I'm finding out, and he's still not using the word ex. He just said, we dated, I ended it.
I don't know how I feel about it.
And I'm like, if you want to be involved in that mess, go for it.
Mm.
But I'm not really trying to be involved in this then, I don't think.
Okay, so he drops this bomb on you on the phone on your way to the movie. You watch the movie, so clearly you can't unpack it.
Yeah.
And it's not just, hey, I'm going with a group of friends and the ex happens to be involved. No, like
it's
the
just
ex
them.
Is Hold up. I need to know more tea.
Like, what is the hotel arrangement? Like, this is weird.
This trip is the guy you're dating and his ex and her dad?
No, the dad's not going. He's just paying for it.
The trip is the guy you're dating and his ex alone traveling abroad. Okay, let's discuss this real quick. We need to discuss this. How would that make you feel? Someone you just started dating. Now it's new. You guys have been only on three dates. It's casual. However, it's giving not, though, by his actions. Is this a red flag? Or, I mean, is this a deal breaker? Are you like, I'm out? Or is it too soon to expect that kind of transparency? Help my girl out. This is Mike and Glen Burnie on one. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Also, it's, Flowers Bakery in Rosedale, right?
That's me.
Yeah, if you guys want to go say what's up to Mike, he's part of the 6 o'clock club every morning. Okay, Mike, so when you hear the situation that Charlotte is in, what do you think about this?
Run, Charlotte, run. You are the rebound chick.
Char.
You are the rebound chick.
See,
I don't like to say that because it sounds like it's going so great for you.
I know.
But run, girl, because you're just going to be in tears at the end.
The weird thing is the breakup happened like years ago.
Mm.
So that's the only thing I'm like, huh?
If he is still talking about her the way that, you know, apparently the way that he is, the feelings haven't left yet.
Mm. Okay.
And I think the way he's acting, apparently she probably dumped him, because you got to remember the power in all relationships is the one that cares the least. So if she's not pursuing this and he's going after her.
I was told he broke up with her, but
That's a good point, Mike. Thank you for that this morning. And hey, make sure to go say what's up to Mike and Rosedale.
Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. Good morning. See you guys.
What do you think about this? Charlotte's, I guess, I don't know, guy she's been seeing randomly just so happened to tell her on the third date, hey, I'm going on this trip to Switzerland with my friend. Oh, wait, my friend is my ex. Oh, wait, my ex's dad is paying for the trip. What do you think about this? This is Lindsay in Annapolis. What do you think about the situation, Lindsay?
Charlotte, my girl, as you were explaining the situation, I was channeling my inner Jess. And my first thought was stop him or drop him. Because if you do not set your expectations and your boundaries now, it just gets worse. And let's be real, no one is actually friends with their ex. There's always another motive, and I hate to break that to you. But if you want this guy, you've got to cut her off.
Lindsay, I think, just dropped the most important advice and a new mantra we need to live by. Stop him or drop him! Have you ever done something completely irrational just so a stranger wouldn't judge you? Because I did, and I legitimately feel kind of insane, but I need to know if you would have done the same thing if you were in my situation. It's Girls Week on the show. Kramer is out on vacation. He is in Utah. So you got me and Charlotte with you. So the other night, Garage Boy and I go to dinner, and I have to go to the bathroom, obviously, because
naturally.
I always have to pee, naturally. So I go to the restroom, and they have a big stall in there, and there's an actual like full on sink in the big stall. It's like sink, mirror, the whole thing is like literally in the big stall, in addition to like the main sink that's in the bathroom. Mm. So when I go to use the restroom, I just used the sink that was in my stall, obviously.
It was your own personal sink. Why wouldn't you?
Exactly. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So I use the sink, wash my hands, I open the stall door. But as I open the door, another woman walks into the bathroom. Now, I don't know if she's ever been to this restaurant before. I don't know if she's ever been in this restroom before. I don't know if she has the information and knows that there is a stall with that includes a sink inside of it.
Yes.
So she didn't hear me wash my hands. She didn't hear the water running. So when I see her walk in, I immediately go to the sink and wash my hands again. So she knows that I washed my hands, because I did not want this woman, this stranger that I don't know, that I don't have a connection to think that I am a dirty, nasty girl and
That's
doesn't wash
so
my hands.
Fair.
So I washed my hands, right? So I do this. I walk out and I'm like, wait, why did I do that? Because I genuinely felt this anxiety where I was like, no, I literally need to wash my hands again. So, I mean, am I crazy for doing that? Like, what would have you done in that situation?
I probably would have done the same. I'm not going to lie, because in most situations, I don't care what people think of me. But when it comes to them thinking I'm gross,
yes,
I feel like that's different. I don't know why.
I didn't want her to think I was gross, because you know what went through my head too? Immediately.
Yeah.
And I swear to you, this entire scenario went through my mind in a matter of 5 seconds. I see her, I freak out, and I'm like, what if she thinks I'm gross? One. Two, what if she goes back to her table and I was like, oh my God, some girl's in there. She did not wash her hands. You know, immediately.
I know. Because that would have been my reaction, honestly. If I didn't have that knowledge, I'd be like, who is this freak not washing their hands in the bathroom?
I don't want to be a freak. Exactly. So it's like, it made me ask the question, like, what have you ever been in this situation? Like, what is the most ridiculous thing that you have done just to avoid being judged by a stranger? Do you have one, Charlotte?
Yeah. Okay. So in college, our dorm room was like right by the elevators. Mm-hmm. So it made a lot more sense to take the elevators downstairs than going like all the way around to get to the stairs.
You never need to give me a reason to use the elevator over the stairs, girl. I'm always using the elevator.
I would always take the stairs down because I don't want people to judge me and be like, typical plus size girl. Like, of course she's going to be lazy and take it down. Or even just like, aside from like that, like insecurity, like, I also just feel like because so many people were waiting on the elevators at all time,
so they
you never
want to
be
floor.
The jerk to like take it down.
Just
you know
one
what
level?
I mean? Like that just feels so annoying. So every time I'll go all the way around to go down the stairs.
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, have you found yourself in this situation? What is the most ridiculous thing you've done to avoid being judged by a stranger? You can call or text us. Julie and Bel Air, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so this didn't necessarily happen to you, but this is a situation that you've heard. And honestly, I was kind of triggered by it because I've actually been in this situation in real life. So what happened?
Well, I just heard Kelly Ripa was doing a morning show, and she was talking about how when she goes into the bathroom, when she goes to pee, if there's pee on the seat, even if it's not from her, she feels like she has to wipe it up because she doesn't want someone thinking when she comes out that it was from her.
No, literally, because I have actually had to do that. Same. Here. I've had to do that
here?
In our building, girl.
Ew.
I know, because no, I have, because I've gone in there and I see like the stuff on the seat and like there's other people in the bathroom.
No, that's whack.
So
it's
I have to wipe it, and because I'm not just gonna, because clearly I'm hovering and I'm like, my thighs are holding on for dear life, right, trying to hover.
Yeah.
And as I see it in there and I walk out, I'm not gonna leave the pitter patter on the thing, because then everyone's gonna think it was me.
It doesn't look like it was you, and you're the pitter patter girl.
I don't
want to be the pitter patter girl.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for that, Julie. Good morning.
You're welcome.
To bay or not to bay? That is the Maryland question.
Welcome to your favorite taste test in Maryland. It's to bay or not to bay. Kramer and Jess, good morning. Kramer is out on vacation. It's Charlotte and myself and you. Now, this taste test segment started 6 years ago. And the reason being is when Kramer and I came to Maryland and moved here, that was the very first time that we had ever seen Old Bay.
Which is insane to me as a lifelong Marylander.
Right?
Crazy.
But I promise you, like, the rest of us are like, what? And now I have friends and family on the West Coast that use Old Bay, but literally did not know about it until we came here, started doing to bay or not to bay and all the things. Mm. Now, what everyone said was you can put it on anything. So clearly we want to push the boundaries and test that theory.
Oh and have we
So the answer is no, you cannot tabay everything, but you can tabay some surprising things that you probably wouldn't try until we try it for you.
Yeah.
Now, today's item is thanks to the students at Stoneleigh Elementary.
Yes.
So Char and I did a career day last week, and it was actually so much fun with the kids because the number one thing they kept trying to tell us is like what we should put to bay on.
They had the greatest ideas, and we weren't even really like asking. Like, we didn't go in there being like, let's get some free ideas from the kids. Like, we showed them a video of it and they just loved it so much. And kids are so creative and cool and had so many ideas. So we now have a long list from the awesome students at Stoneleigh Elementary. Shout out to y'all.
And what are we doing this week?
Today, as suggested by the students, is bubble yum, bubble gum.
Yeah, which was so creative, so random too. And I'm like, wait,
We've never done that.
So we have some classic bubble yum, original bubble gum.
Mm-hmm.
Now the issue is, how are we gonna do this? Because this is gum and it's like literally like hard as a rock. It's just like a legitimate square. If I just pour the Old Bay on it, it's gonna fall off. And I know this is gonna be gross, but do I literally chew it, spit it out, put the Old Bay in it, and then put it back in my mouth?
You might have to. Ew. Either that or you have to like pour the Old Bay on your tongue.
Ew.
And that sounds horrible.
That
so,
just sounds unsafe.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on a second. So let me just chew this real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh! You can't hear me chewing, sorry.
It's squishy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm chewing the gum.
It tastes amazing.
Tastes like childhood.
Mmm. Yes. I'm going to take the gum out of my mouth.
Beautiful.
This video is going to be so gross. I apologize in advance. I'm opening the Old Bay.
Yeah. This is the only way to do it.
Pouring it on the gum.
A little shake.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, it's on there.
I do not envy being you right now.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go. It's not bad.
Actually?
Mm-mm.
Are you for real? It doesn't suck.
Dude, it's not bad.
Whoa. Okay, I'm shocked. Wait, I thought this was going to be terrible.
I actually really like it.
Yo. Okay,
I'm going to take my gum out because this is clearly rude to speak to you with gum in my mouth.
But I would love a description. Mm-hmm. I'm very intrigued.
What's that gum? Red Hot? Remember that Red Hot gum?
Yeah.
Bro, that's literally it.
It's just giving like cinnamon kind of.
Cinnamon, bubble gum, but it literally tastes exactly like Red Hot. That was actually really good.
All right. Shout out students. We got a good one.
No, thank you guys. So when it comes to Old Bay on bubble gum, it is definitely to bay.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.